Hi, everyone. Welcome to a very special episode of Women with Books. This podcast and my publishing career has been on hiatus for a minute while I focused on my health and my family. But today I'd like to share the first chapter of my next book, The Mystery in Moonshine, which will be available on Amazon and Kindle Unlimited on February 24th, 2024. Yes, 2-2-4-2-0-2-4. It's so super easy to remember. The Mystery in Moonshine is a light, beachy, slightly witchy, romantic mystery featuring women who have unusual gifts. And I'd love for you to check it out. And that's why I'm sharing the first chapter today. So let's get started. Hold on, I gotta move it over here. Chapter 1. Isabel, honey, we are so sorry about Cliff. Can't say we didn't warn you. Come home. Love, Aunt D. I received that text 2 days before the FBI raided my condo. That was when I discovered my husband, the aforementioned Cliff, had not only cheated with me with a 20-year-old production assistant on our Homestead Network home improvement show, Diamond in the Rough, that he'd also invested all our money in a virtual currency that was primarily used for funding terrorists. And if that wasn't enough, I learned he'd also faked a termite remediation. Who fakes a termite remediation? I asked. Your husband, the FBI agents answered. It was not a good day. I remembered my aunt's text and the tornado of events that ripped apart my entire life in the weeks that followed. Television show? Fired. Life savings? Confiscated by federal authorities. Marriage? So very over. All my life, I knew that my female relations were a little kooky. Aunt Dahlia had premonitions. Aunt Lucille said she cast spells, which smelled a lot like marijuana, but no one ever asked too many questions. My mother, Dinah, had read tarot cards with an accuracy that would send goosebumps up and down your arms. So maybe I should have paid attention to that text. But I, Isabel Delacourt, had left our North Carolina beach town and gone clear across the continent to the opposite ocean to chase my Hollywood dreams. I had firmly rejected all the kooky quirkiness of my family, left behind all the Delacourt premonitions, sundry spells, and tarot tales to find my own way in the world. But a few weeks later, when I received a second text, I sure as hell paid attention to it. Upon your return home, you will meet a tall, handsome Irish stranger, love, Aunt D. Almost all my assets and worldly possessions were being seized by men in blue windbreakers. Suddenly, going home to Cape Moonshine sounded like a pretty good idea. Not that I wanted to meet a new man. Oh, Lord, no. I had decided I was through with any sort of romantic entanglement or partnership of any kind when I sat in a very expensive lawyer's office and learned how marriage was just another word for you're both screwed if your partner commits fraud and finances terrorism. Which doesn't seem right if anyone was asking me, which no one was, except for a bottle of cheap Chardonnay that I finally resorted to one night after I signed a bunch of papers and handed over the keys to the condo. They let me keep my car because it was the one thing that was in my name only and hadn't been bought with community property. It had been a promotional gift from one of our sponsors, a pharmaceutical company that was advertising its new eczema medication, Eldamex. So that was me. Former disgraced Homestead TV star Isabel Delacourt, fleeing her marriage and legal investigations, driving across the country in a teal blue Mini Cooper with the name of a prescription drug that helped people, quote, face the world. The very definition of irony, that's what it was. Regardless, I pointed my car east, put the pedal to the metal, and spent 4 nights in interstate motels before I got to the city limit sign of Cape Moonshine, North Carolina. My hometown had, through virtue of its geography, escaped the sprawling development of many similar towns on the coast. It was situated on a small point with a deep harbor on the west side and the shallows spreading into the Moon River on the south side. Inland, Cape Moonshine bordered a state forest to the east and a huge piece of land owned by a privately owned nature trust on the north. Thus, the county road into town was just 2 lanes, winding through the nearby state nature preserve with its impossibly tall longleaf pines shading the gray stripe of pavement. I rolled down the windows, breathing in that fresh air, salty, swampy, and thick with pollen. Then, right in front of the "Welcome to Cape Moonshine" sign, there was something in the middle of the road. A creature. A looming, shaggy thing. I slammed on my brakes, pulling up just feet in front of the swamp dweller. The animal and I locked eyes. Large as a deer, or a boar, or an abnormally tall miniature pony, it was gray and brown with hair everywhere, sitting in the middle of my lane, staring at me like it had the right of way. I put on my blinker so I could switch lanes and drive around the creature, but just as I turned my wheel, it got up, walked over 4 feet, and laid down in the middle of the road perpendicular to the double yellow stripe. Now I hit the hazard lights, just in case a logging truck came barreling out of nowhere and got out of the car. The creature was a dog. I saw that now. "You're someone's pet, aren't you?" I asked it. The dog's ears perked up. "Where are you supposed to be?" I put my hands on my hips. "You can't be here in the middle of a county road." It got up, stretched in those iconic dog ways that yogis all over the world imitated. Up, down, down dog. And then it started walking calmly towards my car. "Hold up," I told the shaggy, smelly beast. "I see what you want to do." The dog did not stop. It kept going right up to the hood of my car where it jumped and put its front 2 paws on top of it. Remember, it's a Mini Cooper, and this was an abnormally large domesticated animal. "No," I said, "you can't get on my car." The dog barked, a single, very commanding woof. "No," I repeated myself, by now feeling like a downright idiot. But what was I supposed to do? Drive off with a giant dog in front of my 2 front wheels? That prescription-strength Mini Cooper constituted approximately 60% of my net worth at the moment. The idea of having dog fur stuck in the axle was not appealing in any way. "Fine," I said, gritting my teeth. It was only a few more miles until we reached my family's house. They probably knew who this creature belonged to. I went around to the passenger side and opened the door. The dog hopped onto all 4s again and came around to climb in the passenger seat. When I got into the driver's seat, I realized just how huge the animal was inside a very small car. He ducked his head out the window, and I guessed that was my cue to go. I flipped my sunglasses back down and started up the car. We drove past the "Welcome to Cape Moonshine" sign, past a gas station with the new Mini Mart that was built in 1980-something, into downtown with its assorted, mismatched, faded storefronts. It was all just as I remembered it, and just as charming. The paint peeling off old signs, a testament to the salt air and storm season. The cheery spring flowers in big pots, a testament to the eternal optimism of a seasonal tourist economy. And Cape Moonshine did get tourists. Even if we weren't as popular as some other towns, every spring break and every summer, they filled the schooner in and the bungalows at the beach. They gorged on fried shrimp at the pier, shopped in the boutiques, danced in the surf, and climbed the iconic Moonshine Lighthouse. 3 more blocks and I turned left into the so-called historic district, which had a few tree-lined streets of houses in various stages of decay and renewal. Nothing had been built since 1967, so, yep, all pretty historic. Another half mile, and it felt like that was it. Town was over. The trees stopped and the sun was brighter as we went up a bluff, and then my breath caught at the blue-on-blue horizon. The Atlantic Ocean. I made it. It shouldn't have been a big surprise. It was exactly the destination I'd plugged into my phone's map app 4 days ago. But the sight brought up all the emotions in me that I'd tamped down as I'd crossed North America as fast as I could. A wooden picket fence came into view, painted in alternating hues of lemon, mango, and Anjou pear. Then a break in the fence and a gravel drive for a bit, and there, overlooking the water, was a large Victorian house. Delacorte Point. Home. And that is the first chapter of my next book, The Mystery of Moonshine. Thanks for being there, and hopefully you'll be hearing more of me soon. Keep reading.